Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Money in the Bank is moved to a smaller venue. MJF has strong words for AEW and a Raw debut looking to be pushed back by a full year. For Friday, May the 27th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Climb the ladder. Grab the briefcase. The contract inside. Guarantees you a championship opportunity. This is a match that could cause a career breakthrough. Oh my Lord! Are you kidding me? The opportunity of a lifetime.
Major changes to Money in the Bank 2022 were announced last night. Now, the show initially set to come out of the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. We saw that wonderful video with Cody Rhodes walking around the stadium, getting us hyped for the show. No longer coming from Allegiant Stadium. WWE announced via email to ticket holders that Money in the Bank will no longer be held at the stadium and instead will move to the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. Those who have already purchased tickets should have received an email detailing this, telling them they will be automatically refunded for tickets and invited to an exclusive pre-sale for the new venue on Wednesday. You don't hear very often of something logistical like this happening within WWE, where you're on such a grand scale. And there is one other notable time where this happened, and we'll get to that in a second via CM Punk. Yesterday, Dave Meltzer reported that just under 17,000 tickets had been sold for Money in the Bank at Allegiant, a venue that can seat 65,000 plus. WrestleTix update us on that this morning. Their final estimate being that the setup was 24,867, which means they had roughly 17,000 tickets distributed. The MGM Grand Garden Arena will likely have a setup of around 12,000, so there'll be less seats to fill. But it certainly looks as if the big push for this change in venue is a lack of ticket sales to fill out those seats. This isn't a decision that WWE would take lightly to do, because it would be and is a logistical and administrative nightmare to change venues of such a big event. Now, that's not the end of the Money in the Bank question marks today. At the same time of the announcement, WWE shared a brand new Money in the Bank poster. Now, on the first one, hyping the Allegiant Stadium show that's now not happening, it featured Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch, Brock Lesnar, Charlotte Flair, and Ronda Rousey. The new poster for the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas features Cody Rhodes, The Miz, Rhea Ripley, Riddle, Bianca Belair, The Street Profits, Drew McIntyre, and Dana Brooke. Now, this would suggest that those guys are the former guys that I said there, your Roman Reigns's, your Becky Lynch's, your Brock Lesnar's, are no longer factored into Money in the Bank. Because obviously if you're going to put them on the poster and you know they're not going to be there, you're dealing with another nightmare in marketing. So it would suggest that there's been some big changes behind the scenes as to how Money in the Bank is going to be presented. It was going to be the first time that Money in the Bank was being presented in a stadium. And that decision has changed. And with that, some of the talent has changed as well, so it would seem. CM Punk on Instagram was seemingly mocking what was happening last night. On his Instagram stories, he shared a photo of the WrestleMania 7 poster, speculating if it was, quote, another bomb scare. So Mania 7, you may remember, if you're of a certain vintage, was moved to a smaller venue when they failed to sell enough tickets, but used the line in the media that they'd received bomb threats due to Sergeant Slaughter's portrayal as an Iraqi sympathizer. But the story they said was, oh, because we had bomb threats to the arena, we're going to move the show here to a smaller venue, which we can fill out a little easier for, yeah, something in that. But look, in better ticket news for WWE, in better ticket news this morning, they announced that Hell in a Cell is a sellout. Way. And that'll be next weekend, I believe, or the weekend after. It's creeping up, isn't it? But the big story this morning is WWE have moved Money in the Bank from the Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas down the road to the MGM Grand Garden Arena. And it looks as if multiple major WWE stars will no longer be factored into that event. When we know more, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Be honest here, right? We're all being honest, right, Long Island? Wardlow, you're kind of the worst. And karma is coming your way when it comes to these conditions for everything you did back in the day to my best friend, the American roller coaster, Cody Rhodes. Guys, you don't want me to talk about 2024?
Some strong words, just a couple of strong words on Twitter from MJF last night. So it was the Double or Nothing media call ahead of this Sunday's AEW pay-per-view. And Tony Khan was asked about MJF's current status. There's been a lot of conversation about MJF and his contract that's up in 2024. There's talks of renegotiation of his current deal going on and on. And he's been a little bit vocal. He's dropped a few things online and on AEW Dynamite about where he's at. And Sean Ross Sapp tweeted his reply when asked about MJF's current status, saying, quote, Tony Khan says wrestling thrives when off-screen conflict sometimes carries over on screen. For MJF, this storyline has been an opportunity to air some real-life grievances. MJF, quote, retweeted this saying, effing lol, F this place, man. MJF has since deleted the tweet. Now, we will speculate for the longest of times on whether this is MJF playing the journalists and the wrestling fans like a fiddle and playing into this, even down to the fact that he's deleted the tweet. because, you know, you never delete tweets. Somebody always screen grabs everything. So it's easily a case of making headlines by playing that card. I mean, it's worked because we're talking about it now. But MJF continues to be one to watch in AEW as it pertains to his future there.
Talk about a game changer. NCAA Heavyweight Champion and Olympic gold medalist, Gable Steveson.
Wow. I did not expect this. This is huge. Gable Steveson, Olympic gold medalist, is coming to Monday nights, guys. This is awesome.
This is unbelievable. True game-changing potential. Gable Steveson, where he belongs. Welcome home to Monday Night Raw.
That was Gable Steveson being drafted to Monday Night Raw, what feels like 1,000 years ago. But it was only last year when he got the official draft. He was brought out at WrestleMania a few months later, and it was expected that we would see him debuting on Monday Night Raw relatively soon, now that his NCAA heavyweight career is finished. Well, that might not be the case. Pioneer Press reporting this morning that Gable Steveson is considering competing for one more year for University of Minnesota's NCAA team before beginning his WWE career. He's eligible for one more year at university, at the college level, and he's considering taking it. Steveson had seemingly retired from amateur wrestling after that heavyweight title win in the summer. He left his shoes on the mat and everything. However, the coach for Minnesota, Brandon Egham, told Pioneer Press that talks for Steveson's return are in preliminary stages. Steveson is interested in utilizing that final year of college eligibility. Now, this needs Vince McMahon's sign-off. Egham saying that Vince would need to approve this, and it's something that hasn't been formally discussed yet, but it is a possibility. Steveson signed an NIL deal with the WWE last year, and the contract to become a full-time WWE star was set to begin anytime now, and potentially that may be put back an entire year or more if he chooses to go back into the NCAA world. This weekend, it is AEW Double or Nothing. Check out the YouTube channel for 9 pitches for Double or Nothing. I'm not one to blow my own trumpet, but I genuinely think my first pitch on that video is the best pitch I've ever done for anything ever. I encourage you to check it out. With all the talk of Hulk Hogan possibly competing against Ric Flair in July, why don't we go back to a time where Hogan and Ric Flair were fighting on a relatively regular basis? We do that on the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. YouTube.com/Cultaholic across the weekend. By the way, predictions out now for Double or Nothing from Adam Pacitti and Andrew. You will have live reactions with Adam and Andrew on Sunday. You'll have What Happened at Double or Nothing with Jack on Monday morning. And Ross returns to Cultaholic for the WTF moments from AEW Double or Nothing. It is a busy old weekend, and it's going to be a busy Monday at youtube.com/Cultaholic. For the latest wrestling news throughout the weekend, check out Cultaholic.com. And for the latest podcast, ask your smart speaker to play Cultaholic Wrestling. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.